nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org.
You can take them off if you want, Derek.
Basic facts, and to help people understand that hemp protein.
Yeah, I did. I didn't realize he was in the conversation.
Need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined towards criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that.
Welcome to Angry Beaver Radio here on OrionTalkRadio.com. Today is February the 15th, 2014, and it is just after Valentine's Day. And we're here with our co-host. We've got Daniel on the line from Reasoning Conspiracy, and we've got Mark on the line.
How are you, John?
We're missing Michael. Where's Michael? Michael, call in if you're out there. Anyways, what were we going to talk about? I think we had Al Gore actually on the line, and let's what Al has to say.
I'm here to educate you about the single biggest threat to our planet. You see, there is something out there which threatens our very existence and maybe the end to the human race as we know it.
What do you mean? The cave-in is over?
I'm afraid you have a much bigger problem than a cave-in.
What's that?
Creature which roams the earth alone. It is half man, half bear, and half pig. Well, I'm here to tell you now that bear pig is very real, and he most certainly exists.
Boys, there's no such thing as a man bear pig.
Of course, about man-bear pig.
Man-bear pig, they're just children!
Oh my God! Man-bear pig screen active? I've caught you now, you son of a bitch! I'm serious. I'm super serious.
Well, we are super serial too, Al Gore. And we're not afraid of your man-bear pig.
Well, where'd you get that, John? You had to use a pretty big shovel to dig that up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are the weapons you need this year to fight global warming. You need a snow plow, you need a snow blower, you need a shovel, and you need a global warming research vessel. Frozen.
Yeah, we're into a global cooling phase here.
Yeah.
But they're always trying to explain this global cooling and this all the snow everywhere in like the U.S. and stuff is climate change, or it actually is a global warming. They try to explain, but you can't really feel the warmth when you're outside. Yeah. I guess it is. There's sunlight.
Yeah,
the sun has something to do with it.
Hot. There is, I don't know, who knows?
Well, the United Nations, the sun doesn't have anything to do with the temperature. But snow is on the ground in 49 out of 50 states, including the volcano mountaintops of Hawaii. So Florida is the only state without any snow. And this was posted 2 days ago. And that's the effects of the global warming. You get a deep freeze. You know, it used to be called cold fronts from Canada. Now they call them polar vortexes and climate change. And you just got to pay man bear pigs some more tax money on your electronics and other goods. And, you know, they'll stop the ice age, or they'll stop the global warming or whatever it is this week. Just pay them a new, environmental sin tax.
Yeah, I was wondering when Al Gore would reappear. Al Gore reappeared at the World Economic Forum, the one in Davos.
Yeah. Al Gore suggests fertility management to fight global warming at the World Economic Forum. This is posted by Terry Wilson over at the Canadian Awareness Network. That would be CanadianAwareness.org. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Al Gore told the audience that making fertility management ubiquitously available is key to the future of civilization and efforts to limit global warming. The comment directed towards Africa, and he did not stop there. So he directed it towards Africa. They need more fertility management. Right in line with, Planned Parenthood-type values targeting the black for depopulation and sterilization, fertility management.
Yeah, it's scary when you think of what they this Al Gore is trying to explain that his global warming theory involves carbon and carbon emissions, right? And it's like humans exhale carbon dioxide. So it's like he wants to lower the population or to control fertility so less people exhale. Or, how is it really going to help global warming, really, with less people? And then it's like what's going on with the industrialization of Africa? There's a whole special on CPAC I was watching. These Canadian business guys talking about how Africa is like the next thing, the next emerging market. I think that's what it is, emerging markets.
Well, I find it interesting how Al Gore compares climate deniers to racists. Meanwhile, he uses his depopulation he's nothing but a Malthusian depopulation artist targeting Africa, a black country, thinking that, they need to have less children and, who the hell is he to say anything? But in case anyone doesn't remember, I actually have the clip here. Let's see if I can cue it up. Al Gore compares climate deniers to racists.
And it's difficult to confront the denial facts that people spew out. Right?
Well, it is no more difficult than it was for Southerners to talk about the evil of racism. Trust me on this.
Do you need to get a little bit more educated? Do people need to understand? Here's why it's not sunspots. There really is no debate around that. Here's why. Carbon does trap heat, and it's very simple science.
Yeah.
And if someone tells you that there's a lag of 800 years, here's the heat record and the carbon record.
Yeah.
That's why it's a little bit different, I think, than racism.
Yeah. But I think it's the same where the moral component is concerned. And where the facts are concerned, I think it's important to get that out there.
Yeah, so there's Man Bear Pig lecturing us all how anyone who questions, where's the proof of this? Well, now we're just a bunch of racists. Meanwhile, he can go around spewing off that Africa needs to depopulate.
These globalists always have full forums on Africa, and so you watch this Davos stuff. They talk about Africa. What's the other one? They talk about BRICS. They like what's that? All the big next economies. What's it? Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And that's what these guys do. They meet up in Switzerland and they bring in like Al Gore. They bring in Matt Damon, and they plan, the fate of the countries that aren't there. what's really going on here? That's these Western powers are interesting because. What's it? England right now is under water, or there's like major flooding in England. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then this guy, David Cameron, who's a guy that they say is a conservative party, the prime minister of England, who's like more questioning about the global warming stuff, at least, or that's what they say he is. But then he talks about how he's meeting every morning with Cobra. That's what they call their emergency. I guess that's like the FEMA of United Kingdom. It's called Cobra.
They got a hold on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
their emergency management agency is called Cobra.
Yeah. So that's what Karen's working for, yeah. They're gonna give, yeah. So he said they're gonna spare no expense on anything the military wants or any sandbags. You know, they got full funding for that. Repair the levees. You know, I guess drain some people's fields. But I guess so. Over there it's rain. Here it's snow. And in Russia, during the Winter Olympics, it's like spring, or at least in Sochi, it's like warm, they're saying.
Yeah, much of the Great Lakes have frozen right across. Doesn't happen very often.
But the polar bears are still suffering, though.
Oh, yeah, they're up there drowning their faces off up there. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's cold down here, so it must be warm up there, you know?
Yeah,
just a total turnaround.
Yeah, it must be the drastic climate change. So if we just pay Al Gore some more money, he says he'll fix it for us.
And what's the other one? Oh, yeah, so Al Gore reappeared at that one. That was a few weeks ago, the Davos, Switzerland one, which is like a ski resort, right, in Switzerland. These globalists were meeting.
So you said Matt Damon appeared there, too?
Yeah, Matt Damon appeared there and accepted an award. They actually gave him an award, and then he was talking about some kind of water market, some kind of water rights market that he's working on. You
sure
know, that's
he got paid, yeah, for that.
That's the thing with these guys, you know, bringing a Hollywood star, and then the Matt Damon's supposed to be like a big, big activist guy or whatever, but then. What was it? InfoWars, Alex Jones lists all his Hollywood connections, and then he lists Matt Damon as one of the guys that's like a pro-Obama, like a guy that shakes down the Hollywood stars at parties to get donations for Obama and the Democrats. I remember seeing that clip.
Matt Damon is a Hollywood political hack and whore. That'll just say whatever the New World Order wants him to say, because as long as they keep jamming dollar bills up his yin-yang, his lips will keep moving, because he's Matt Damon, you know, from America, Team America. Matt Damon.
And yeah. Clooney. Jason Bourne, he's Private Ryan, he's...
Sean Penn, George Clooney, all those morons.
He's Will Hunting, yeah.
Nothing but a bunch of establishment... puppets, political puppets, using their celebrity status to influence the masses who don't pay attention to anything but Hollywood and entertainment media.
Now, I was surprised when Alex Jones brought this up, because just because I always got this theory that Alex Jones himself could be like a Hollywood agent, you know, like he always mentions Hollywood stuff and mentions movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he lists a whole bunch of these people. Some of them, like Gary Busey and Charlie Sheen and stuff, I knew he's had on the show and stuff before. But then some of them were surprising. You know, he's like Keanu Reeves, Bruce Willis, Robert Downey Jr. Some of these are some big names that he's talking about. He even calls them on the show libertarian conspiracy theorists.
Actually, it's funny you say that.
He's listing some of these celebrities, and then he's like almost setting up that there's like a celebrity battle with this other faction that's like an Obama faction. So who knows what's going on in Hollywood? But then that's just all. The only reason I posted is because it'd be interesting if he actually gets these famous people on. You know, just because it's going to get a lot of people that don't look into the stuff looking more into the stuff. All the truth movement and conspiracy stuff. I wouldn't even consider, you know, like us conspiracy theorists or this people on Orion Talk, you know, conspiracy theorists, because we're talking more about the truth than, like, you know, than you can see in the mainstream media or whatever.
Well, even in the mainstream, I saw, who was it, Steven Seagal did an interview about the Second Amendment, and they asked him about something to do with these mass shootings, and he was talking, he said that he thinks that some of these look to be engineered, which is a bold statement. He didn't specifically say which mass shooting. He just said some of these look like they could be engineered.
You look it up. Folks would look it up, because I'm just paraphrasing. You can go see what Steven Seagal actually said. But here's the thing. I mean, I'll use it to try to get out to those sleeping masses, you know, try to culture jam. At the same time, I don't see any value in putting these stars up on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, so a big Hollywood celebrity is trying to has woken up or is trying to alert other people. Great, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to run around putting them up on a pedestal.
Yeah, and having all these stars on TV, basketball stars, singers, actors talking about other things outside of their craft. You know, what do you think about the Second Amendment and you know, the right to bear arms and all this stuff? You know, and the mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really particularly care for that. That's just like saying, oh, the Dixie Chicks can't give a little comment about, you know, what they think of the wars that are going on. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. You should be able to, you shouldn't be criticizing them for making a comment like that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some of them could be state actors as well, state paid actors.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of their opinions actually genuine? That's questionable. I mean, these people are actors.
Mm-hmm.
Could they be state-paid actors to have one opinion or another? It's not that out of the question.
Right. And, they've got, like, publicity agents, like, talent coaches, people that, like, rehearse them maybe, too, in the interviews and stuff. So it's like you don't know really what's, you know, what's live and in the moment and what's, you know, been carefully staged. That's what gets disturbing with all the school shootings when you bring up that topic, because of all the rehearsals they're doing, right? They're doing all these mass shooting drills in schools where they get actors. And this is like, they actually report on the news, right? And they're like supposed to be like, have cops like dressed up as, you know, fake like terrorists or whatever. Or,
well, I mean,
they don't deny it either.
Shooters. A prime example of what I'm talking about, state-run actors where they're actually using celebrities and paying them to push some form of political propaganda. Look at the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
You know, the governor, I mean, complete propaganda. I mean, I don't even think he believes the crap that comes out of his mouth is such a joke. Some of these other newer ones that are coming out getting more political. You've got Roseanne Barr, you've got former Saturday Night Live star Victoria Jackson, and both of them, hey, if those are their real opinions and that's truly what they think, all the power to them. But just some of their behavior, it's a little bit erratic, and it raises questions. Are they being paid to make this faction or that faction look a little nutty or crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, so. that is the danger, too. And then that's what some of the people that Jones listed, too, have had. You know, like, they've got some questionable past.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
In there with Roseanne Barr and Victoria.
Robert Downey Jr.'s recovering addict. And Winona Ryder had, you know, she's been, like, busted for shoplifting and stuff. And she's a multimillionaire or whatever. It's like some crazy people.
I don't even know
people.
If I believe it.
If they're role models. Yeah, exactly. It's like if these are the role model. That's the thing when they put up, who was the guy? Russell Brand. He was one of the biggest that I've seen in the past few months, right? That is like taken off. Everyone posting Russell Brand.
He's exposing some corruption, and then what is he selling? He's selling you collectivism.
Mm.
Listen to what he's selling. He's selling you globalism. He's selling you collectivism. But, you know, on the other hand, speaking truth to power, and then the solution is collectivism. It doesn't make sense, the redistribution of wealth. It's like, what do you think is happening, Russell? You know?
Yeah, you just have to listen to what they're saying. That's for sure.
Guy, as far as I could throw him, definitely. If that's his honest opinion, his own personal views, then fine, I can respect that, but I don't agree with him.
Well, how would we know? We wouldn't know if it was just a script or not, or is his own, you know.
And I think that's why when alternative media pays too much attention to these Hollywood stars and celebrities when they supposedly come out to speak truth to power, so to say, I think it's often more damaging than good. Look at the whole Charlie Sheen debacle when he came out, you know, the 20 questions with the president, and it was very popular, very well laid out. And then, was it a year or so later, he's got this whole cocaine scam going on, and media's making a big circus out of it all, and just made him completely crazy, which in turn made all of his other... It just was discrediting. I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but it really... Celebrities do not have a good track record when it comes to alternative media and staying true or keeping their word or maintaining any honesty or integrity. So I don't have much faith in celebrities who come out and say they stand against this corruption.
And yeah, the only hero we got left is Jesse Ventura. He's gone off the grid.
Well, yeah, he's hardcore, you know. But I like Jesse. I think I like a lot of what he says. I just think it's a danger for people to look to him as he's not going to save you.
Yeah.
No one person is going to save you. No, you know, five or six radio hosts or video or television hosts. No, they need to look in the mirror. And you know, I'm sure Jesse and all these other shows know that, too. They're not trying to be their hero.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you can just look at who Ventura has worked for. He's worked for, you know, Vince McMahon. He's worked for, who's the guy he's working for now that runs the Aura TV that he's on? The Off the Grid show is Carlos Slim, one of the richest men in the world. He's the Mexican billionaire guy. So he's like, that's the thing with the whole Jesse Ventura's whole history. He's worked for the Illuminati, even if he's maybe tried to expose them in some part, you know, the New World Order. He's still like his boss in the acting world or in the wrestling world or whatever. Right?
And his then, show is so you know, dramatized. It's so like it's, you know, it's like it's been scripted. I know it's scripted, but you know, it's hard to believe most of what he's saying or doing on there, because it just seems like a drama, like it's with the music and blah blah blah. It seems like every other show.
Okay. Oh, you mean on the conspiracy theory show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's what I had, my first opinion, you know, impression when I listened to it.
Conspiracy theory show, yeah, because that one seems more staged. And then I guess his one that he's running now, on Aura TV, that one's scripted too, because he's like, he just does a rant about a topic or interviews. When he interviews someone, that's like just like an interview. It's not like not like how it was set up in the old conspiracy theory show. But then that was the whole joke of the conspiracy theory show. And then even that was sort of like what you're talking about. Was it set up to make, you know, people that research this stuff look crazy, you know, or out there? Just because of how they put in some jokes and stuff, you know.
You know, it looks like they're acting. That's the thing. It's not like a person is doing a documentary and they're speaking a different way.
Right, how they set it up, yeah, exactly. So that one was set up, and then it's like, just goes on from there. All these...
You can get the truth from RT, you know? Trust
pretty much.
Alternative media, RT, Russian state-funded propaganda, there to demonize any Western nation at the drop of any hat.
How about the People's Voice?
I'm not sure who the People's Voice is.
That's David Icke's latest.
Oh, I'm not familiar with it. But anyways, guys, we're coming into break. I think Michael's back on the show, so he'll be back with us. And stay tuned. We got the Olympics. We got other stuff, other topics to go over. And, you know, screw Man Bear Pig. Don't pay his carbon taxes.
Keep exhaling.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
At Orion Talk Radio, we're constantly working hard on your behalf. But the fight for freedom could not be fought without you. So we want to hear what you have to say at 888-272-4434.
I just want to say thank you guys for doing what you're doing. My old radio station has completely failed me. Corporate news is nothing but talking points and propaganda, and it's time that we thought for ourselves. It's about time we had a station that deals with the real truth, so thank you.
The mainstream media lies to us. We all know it.
Hi, I love listening to your station.
I listen to you daily.
I love the Orion Network. It is filled with great shows.
I've shared it with my friends, and we are devout listeners of Orion Radio.
All I can say is I get what I need to know from Orion Talk Radio.
At Orion Talk Radio, we're waiting for your call. 888-272-4434.
In USA News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Saturday she would talk to French President François Hollande about building up a European communication network to avoid emails and other data passing through the United States. Merkel, who visits France on Wednesday, has been pushing for greater data protection in Europe following reports last year about mass surveillance in Germany and elsewhere by the US National Security Agency. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake struck Friday night in west-central South Carolina, the U.S. Geological Survey reported. The quake was the strongest to hit South Carolina since 2002, local emergency management officials said. The UN mediator, Lakhdar Brahimi, has apologized to the Syrian people after peace talks in Geneva ended without making progress, the BBC reports. He had held final discussions with both sides in Geneva in a last-ditch bid to break the stalemate between the Syrian government and opposition. Mr. Brahimi said a key sticking point was the government's refusal to talk about a transitional governing body. This is IRN USA News.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
After work, I'm so tired, I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me!
Who are you?
I'm you, years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes, I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. And a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I want to try Iodine Now. I want to feel good again.
It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You will be amazed. I want you out of the hospital, off of pharmaceuticals, and to be your own doctor.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you, and you're out of shape, and I care.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now is needed due to worldwide deficiencies and to protect the entire body from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Only at hempusa.org.
What's going on, man? This is Charlie B. Reminding you to check out Charlie the Box every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Orion Talk Radio.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
And welcome back to Angry Beaver Radio here on OrionTalkRadio.com. Now, what were we talking about? I think we brought Michael, our co-host, into the show, and you had some articles you wanted to touch on.
Yeah, I was talking about the warrants, targets, last night car and cell phone records of Rob Ford. And this basically, they wanted to check and see, what he's been doing, in his life and all that kind of stuff, just to kind of bring him down to, a lower level and all that kind of stuff. And now the government, the court had actually given the government the legality to check your records in your cell phones. Doesn't matter what cell phone it's you have and what company you belong to, whether it's Telus, Bell, Rogers, or even Wind. Mobilicity? No, not so much, because they're run by the courts now anyway, because they're probably going to be sold off, so they're not involved right at the moment. So, but these other phone companies, whatever you do, they can come and spy on you and check your information.
Don't they do that anyway, Mike? Since the beginning of probably time?
Well, they do, but not as severe. But now what Rob Ford's been doing in his life, now it's going to be stepped up. And I think what we should be doing is going to get our phones cleaned out to factory settings again. And I think that's the best way thing we can do. As far as I know, it's about $15 to $20 to have that done.
Well, I mean, folks could, if they've got a hammer or a sledgehammer or a crowbar or anything, big chunk of wood, I know how to wipe phone real quick. You just take it out onto the pavement and you smash the hell out of it. You just run over it with your car. And NSA snooping smartphone is now just destroyed, gone out of your life for good.
Well, do you think we might as well do that to our smart TVs and our smart stoves and our fridges?
And your laptop and your personal computer and everything else. They've built it all into the back end of all this technology. I mean, even some of the cable boxes have microphones in them.
Yeah.
You know.
We should go back to using rabbit ears instead.
Walkie talkies.
That's part of the smart grid, too. That's all the smart stuff. They're keeping tabs.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So basically, they're basically unrolling all this spy tech surveillance and normalizing it. I mean, it's always been out there, and it's been getting more and more advanced, but they're just normalizing it to the public under the guise of keeping tabs of Mayor Ford and his, substance abuse problems. So, we got an out-of-control mayor here.
But, John, I thought it started with terrorism.
Well, yeah, but, now we
What's the Ford thing?
Well, it's also the simple philosophy they have.
We got to spy on him and keep tabs on this guy. So, normalize the public to being spied on all the time because, people like Ford. He could be out drinking and smoking things. Who knows what?
It's chaos. Exactly. It's you can't let a good crisis go to waste. And Rob Ford's in a crisis mode constantly just because of, the media's after him, and they're going to – anything he does that doesn't seem like a mayor should be doing, they're going to report on it.
Yeah.
And he just keeps on doing stuff that, it doesn't seem like, a mayor should be doing. So.
Yeah. Well, I think the icing to the cake was what he did in Vancouver when he was there, jaywalking, and he was seen in a bar with a whole bunch of booze surrounding him and all this kind of stuff,
Oh, yeah.
He's
drinking in the bar, after hours, so they might have served him after hours, but the jaywalking one, they might have targeted him on that one. You could be right about that.
Yeah.
Just because, Rob Ford, you see him walking across the street, you're going to see him just because of how big he is, how... He's just got a presence about him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm right.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford and Vancouver, and seeing as he went over there. I think Rob Ford should run for mayor of Vancouver, maybe move over there, because apparently crack pipe vending machines had hit the streets of Vancouver.
Yeah. You could pay through your Bitcoin.
I don't know. I don't know if you can actually pay Bitcoin at the crack pipe vending machine in Vancouver. That is not fine. But it does take a Canadian quarter. For 25 cents.
A 25 cents?
You can get a Pyrex crack pipe from a vending machine.
When are we going, guys?
Yeah, I got to go to Vancouver. I'm getting a ticket.
Carpool it, you know?
I'll carpool it down there.
Yeah.
Get a U-Haul and we'll buy up all the crack pipes and all the vending machines and run them back to Ontario and think of the profit we can make. We could sell the pipes at like 75 cents or something apiece.
I like that idea. What is
it's Ford Nation. It's the new Ford economy.
Well, this, you know, I sort of hope that it'd be like a type of plastic pipe. But then it's like you can't really smoke a plastic. Or if you know, if they're burning a plastic thing, it wouldn't be good, you know, for if they're inhaling that. You know, not that glass is good, but I think, you know, it doesn't burn. But then the glass can be broken. That's the dangerous part with that.
You wouldn't want to smoke your crack out of any type of unhealthy utensil, would you?
No, but then the glass isn't that healthy either because it can be broken. It's like it's a dangerous thing in that sense.
Well, I mean, that's the guys that this program is going under, that these crack users break the ends of the glass pipe and it cuts their lips and they're sharing the pipes and they're...
So they can sell them a fresh one cheap, but still, they can still break the fresh one. That's the thing. It's still a dangerous thing, even if they're selling it out of a vending machine. That's why you can't trust, even though they're normalizing the stuff in society, like, you know, buy crack in a vending machine.
Yeah.
It's not something to try. Yeah. Or, you know, you don't have to try it.
They're normalizing it under the guise of safety, but they're rolling it out under the guise of safety for the users to not contract anything like hepatitis or HIV through sharing a broken crack pipe who's cutting, you know, everyone's lips up. But really, all they're doing is normalizing people to the usage of crack cocaine, and that society is crumbling, and everyone's becoming cocaine heads or crack heads or meth heads or whatever.
Well, you can have it. Yeah, you can have it mixed in with your, you know, your candy vending machines.
Yeah. Do I want a ring bar?
Crack chocolate bar or something like that, or
you'd have a Kit Kat bar, a thing of rolling.
Wow.
Well, so, okay, in Rob Ford's story, he's apparently only done it once. He's only done crack cocaine once. And it was in a drunken time, so he doesn't really quite remember what happened. That's why he wants to see the video. He wants everyone to see the video.
Right.
But the whole thing with the jaywalking, I don't totally like it because it was a he's going across. Okay, this is what he did, apparently. He didn't actually jaywalk. He just crossed where the crosswalk is, but when it was red, when you're not supposed to walk.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think they can get you. But the thing I don't like about it is that Rob Ford says there was no other cars around. And it was like almost like the RCMP like was the way he seemed like they weren't driving by, like they were just parked somewhere nearby and that they came and they gave him the ticket after. Like it was like a setup thing. So in that sense, I don't think you should get a ticket just because you – in my definition of jaywalking, you have to actually, like, impede traffic, or you have to – traffic has to slow down or stop when you're walking. You know, you have to cause something in traffic to be – but if there's no other car, then you can cross the street. It's like there's freedom of travel, right, in Canada. So
so that means – yeah. So it means the red means go and green means stop.
Yeah, and yellow, but then that's the thing. If you're from another country, you're not going to know that if, like, you've come from a place where they don't have those signals. So in that sense, they've done some crazy stuff. Like, there was a story in New York where they beat up a guy that didn't speak English, the New York cops, for jaywalking because he wouldn't stop when they were trying to give him the ticket. He just kept walking.
Yeah.
So it's like they're crazy. You know, that's the crazy to think about the traffic.
Yeah, but back a century ago, before lights were even there, they used to have traffic cops out there directing traffic everywhere. That's what they used
to. Yeah, they don't really have that.
No, not anymore.
Even when we had the ice storm, that was one complaint, too. They said there's so many intersections of the major ones downtown that had no, like, cop when, you know, when all the traffic lights went out during the ice storm.
Yeah.
For, like, a few days, they didn't have cops. It was, you know, so there's...
Well, then they say, well, just use the intersection as a four-way stop.
Yeah, you can't really do... You can only do that if there's not that much traffic. If it's, like, a traffic jam, then... stop doesn't actually work.
Yeah, exactly. But I see people jaywalking all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does happen all the time. That's where that. So what they said was the RCMP in the suburb of Vancouver, RCMP was doing a ticket blitz of jaywalkers. So Rob Ford was just an unfortunate place at the unfortunate time. But what he says is because he's an international star that he was targeted just because the woman that gave him the ticket, the officer, started calling other officers. I think she might have even tried to get a picture taken with them or something, or who knows what.
Yeah. You would too, wouldn't you? Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, you definitely can't trust what the media says or what, like, even a witness on the scene, because there's apparently a guy lied about the whole incident.
Oh, yeah.
And said that Mayor Ford told him that he got a ticket for jaywalking and for being drunk in public. But then apparently the truth is he only got the jaywalking one, and the guy...
Sorry about that, folks. We had a technical difficulty. We're back on now.
Just a bit of static there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, you're talking about Rob Ford's jaywalking ticket?
Yeah, that's probably the least of his worries. It's actually a ridiculous thing to have.
It's another Justin Bieber. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Ford is nothing but another distraction for mainstream media to distract the masses, whether they're in America, Canada, or elsewhere, because he's, like you said, an international superstar. He gets reported internationally on every time he farts or burps or makes a noise. And it's just a media spectacle, and it's a great distraction.
Oh, yeah. He's on every talk show, you name it.
The latest I heard is that David Blaine has contacted him to do some magic tricks for the campaign to reelect Rob Ford.
Magic tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard, what's his name, Ron Burgundy has endorsed Mayor Ford.
Yeah, and that's a big celebrity endorsement. Like, that's a major celebrity endorsement. That is the important part of where celebrities can be used, either by the truth movement or by the New World Order. That's when I was doing this research on Shirley Temple. I found she had been used during World War II by Canada to sell war bonds. They brought her in. Mm-hmm. And in that time, she would have been the biggest star, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're selling, you know, so many of these bonds into the billions of dollars in, like, the 40s. So that's so much money, you know.
Well, by that time, she was popular from the 30s up to part of the 40s, and then not popularity. She's always been popular. Her, like, doing movies and all that kind of stuff kind of was on the back burner. So she was doing all this kind of stuff after her doing her movies and stuff like that too, right? Yeah, she was used for that for sure.
Yeah, and I know it's like the war efforts, like everyone tries to get involved or whatever. It's a world war. It's like everyone, it affects everyone. But still, like there's a part of the war bonds that they say is an actual scam, you know, that they didn't actually fund the war with the bonds. The bonds are just like to put people economically in the war, you know, have a vested interest.
Yeah, because it costs money to keep the operation going.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was all about, funding the operation.
Yeah, so war is a racket. We know that. And then Shirley Temple, this is what happened to Shirley Temple, was that she went on to become the UN delegate for America's delegate at the UN, at the United Nations, and an ambassador to a few different countries, too. But she, became a politician, Shirley Temple.
So Shirley Temple ends her career in shame as a United Nations hooker.
Yeah, apparently she had been on the board for UNESCO and like a few other ones like that.
Yeah, and I liked her. She was great. She originally was going to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Huh.
Originally, yeah.
Now, that one is an interesting one to consider when you, after you've watched the one, the Wizard of Oz one that's by the Money Masters guy. What was that one? The Secret of Oz?
Oh, Secret of Oz, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's why where it gets interesting to rewatch the Wizard of Oz or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, this movie's all about, yeah.
Metaphorical.
It used to be one of my favorite movies until I actually found out what it was all about. It was all about witchcraft.
Yeah.
And learning how to put hexes and all that kind of stuff on other people and stuff like that. And you know the part of Wizard of Oz where they actually fall asleep in the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a poppy field.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would have been like a bad opium trip.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what it was. But they mention it in the movie that it's a poppy field. Like it's quite out in the open that it's a poppy field.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's not a children's movie. It's an adult movie, you know. Adult movie to try to get children hooked on this kind of thing. And that's what's happening today with your Harry Potter.
And that is another interesting part with the Shirley Temple story, too, is that she appeared with then the prime minister then was Mackenzie King. And he that's what they say, was that he was totally into the occult stuff. And he had like channel, like he had seances and stuff, channelers. He had a crystal ball even that they have in a museum somewhere. This is the guy appearing with Shirley Temple, the prime minister of Canada, then to try to sell war bonds, you know.
Yeah. Well, they'd do anything to sell those type of things. And the same thing, it's all happening today, too. Mm-hmm. Everything old is new again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like those some of those zombie marches, that's where it gets into the bit of the demon side, the witchcraft side.
And it's really interesting to find out how many people are actually into this kind of thing.
Yeah, the whole zombie stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You see them out on the street on a normal day. You don't know who they are. Everybody's looking like everybody else. So you don't know who they really are until that day comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's why, John, you sent that link about the where the woman's testifying about that at the hearing about the Quebec Charter of Values, where they're trying to do this charter in Quebec for religious values, or they're trying to ban like any religious symbolism or like, you know, Muslims that wear that veil their face, or you know, people that wear crosses, or you know the, and this woman that testifies is saying how the zombie march, which is sort of like a religious cult thing, that you know, in one sense when you look at it, you know, totally freaked her out when she got stuck in the middle of a zombie, like she's just walking around and she got stuck, you know, in the middle of the horde of zombies. You know, it's a scary thing.
Yeah, the Quebec woman with the horrified about the zombies. But actually, going back to your Shirley Temple and the ending up being a UN whore selling war bonds and working for UNESCO, that's back then. In modern times, who do we have? We've got Angelina Jolie whoring herself out for the UN and the IMF and the CFR. Who else? You've got Alyssa Milano, you know, whoring herself out to the United Nations.
Wasn't Justin Bieber was in the Clinton Initiative, wasn't he? Or wasn't he going to volunteer in the Clinton Initiative?
Yeah, after doing his little fit, I don't know what he did. He said something about Bill Clinton, like F off, Bill Clinton, or F you.
Yeah, while he was peeing in a bucket, that's like, you know, more of these celebrity distractions, and then it turns into, you know, a crisis thing, you know, a celebrity distraction. Justin Bieber peeing in a bucket talking about Bill Clinton turns into Justin Bieber working for the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, the Global Clinton Initiative. So another UN propaganda arm takes on Justin Bieber to help push their propaganda.
And you can tie in the Global Clinton Initiative thing in with Thrive as well. Another truth type of scam, you know, a truth movement scam. That's where it's all connected, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
So you don't know who to trust anymore in the truth movement.
No, that's why you got to keep researching. I don't advocate
that anybody trust anybody. Like, it's, right. That's how we get deceived, is by blindly trusting something. need to do our own research and our own investigations into whatever issues. And if the investigation doesn't provide the evidence, then I can't say one way or the other what's going on in the situation. Sometimes you can prove that it's false. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't prove it one way or the other. You know, mm-hmm.
That's where it still is a theory, I guess. You can say there is some theories in the conspiracy theory part. But then, there is a lot of truth that you find, or, like, you know, the truth, once you figure it out, it's hard to accept the lies, you know.
Yeah, because the truth is absolute. It stands up on its own. The lies basically are like a twin tower. It'll just come down on itself, you know. So the lies will never last very long, but people who believe the lies can last for a lifetime, you know. It's unbelievable how people just, blindly blindly believing in anything, you know. That even I talk to people all the time about this, that, and the other thing, about vaccines, about fluoride in the water and all that kind of stuff. And people still go, I tell people about it, but they'll still go and buy it because it's cheap. Like if you buy some Colgate or anything like that, and it's like 59 cents a bottle, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's how money motivates, I guess.
Yeah, and I hear break coming up.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break, but when we come back, we'll get more into the Quebec zombie apocalypse that has been canceled by the Quebec government. And we've got Olympic stuff. We'll be getting into the Olympics, and what a sham that is. Going for the gold. The fake gold. The gold clad.
Gold-plated Latinum.
4 years of training for a shiny medallion. Next year will be plastic medal. God. Yeah, and all the Olympic athletes, they must eat McDonald's every day because that's who sponsors the Olympics.
Bit of pink slime never hurts.
Yeah.
You're going for a goal.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Since 9/11, the people of the United States have sadly witnessed the largest transformation in our nation's history. And since then, we've collectively been terrorized over and over again.